Such a relaxing intro. Kind of need that once in a while. From a great rock band, Counter Void. Wearing the shirt today. Also a great human and incredible musician, my brother, who wrote the majority of those songs and lead vocalist and all that good stuff. But as we transition here on Let's Get Local, you're back at the Devil Radio Studio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, devilradio927.com, and you can check out the live stream on Facebook. Again, all the Saturday shows replay tomorrow at the same time. So Ask the Builder at 9, 10 o'clock Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local at 11, and Outside the Pizza Box coming up next, noon to 1. That'll be replayed on Sunday as well in case you missed it. In addition to that, the Devil Radio app is available. You can download it and take it with you everywhere. Listen to podcasts anytime you want. All the shows are podcasted and available shortly after the airtime finishes. So it's really a great opportunity to connect with the station, its ownership, all the programming. Some really great shows here brought to you. We do bring in now Rowan from Madison Reading Project and a number of things, but she's hustling and bustling over in Mount Horeb today. Rowan, how are you this morning? And how are things going over in Mount Horeb? Colin Murray and I were just talking about an event in Mount Horeb at the end of the month that we're excited about. It's Sun Cafe, but I know there's other things happening there too. Rowan, are you connected? I don't know if Rowan can hear me. Let's see. Rowan, you got me out there? I don't know that she does. Okay, we're having a little bit of an issue with the Zoom, so hang on one second here. We'll get that figured out for you. I may ask Rowan to call in quick, if that's okay. So anyway, we're going to talk about Madison Reading Project here in just a second. As I get this tech figured out, not sure what's happening on Rowan's end. Rowan, are you there? Can you hear me? Hello. She's connected in her car. Hey, Rowan, are you there? Can you hear me? Not there yet. Okay, we're going to talk about Madison Reading Project in just a second. We'll be back here on Devil Radio to check in with you once we get Rowan on the line. So Madison Reading Project, a great local nonprofit right here in our Madison area. Be back in a bit. Thank you. Hey, we're here in the Devil Radio studio trying to connect with Rowan Childs of Madison Reading Project. A little bit of an issue with the Zoom. I don't know what happened there. But, hey, we're going to talk a little bit about Madison Reading Project. I did reach out to her, see if she could give me a call. Not sure if that's possible. But I'll talk a little bit about the organization. Then we'll kind of move through and get to our final guest of the day. We always have things we can talk about. But I did want to, you know, if we miss Rowan today for whatever reason, we'll reach out and set her up for a future episode because she's such an interesting person, has done so much in our community and created this organization, Madison Reading Project, in 2014, which has made such a huge impact since that time, grown exponentially during that time. And just to talk about what it is, it's a nonprofit that really was focused on literacy and trying to get information out to kids, especially, you know, kids in low-income households, saying they don't have books at home to read. You know, the facts are, the needs are, 2/3 of children from low-income households do not have books at home. And so books in the home are a really big indicator of academic success. And I think Rowan is trying to call in right now. So I'm going to get her on the line and let her talk more about it. But it's such a great program and such a great, great, great local nonprofit. And I think we have Rowan now. So Rowan, are you there? Can you hear me okay?
I am here and I can hear you. Thank you.
Perfect. I don't know what happened with the Zoom. I was talking to you. You couldn't hear me. You looked, you were there. Video was there, but we couldn't hear each other. Let's talk about Madison Reading Project, though, since we got you on the line. Tell us all about that nonprofit that you helped get going in Mount Horeb and in the area and has really taken off since 2014.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. So our nonprofit provides free quality books and literacy materials and programs to a wide range of other organizations and partners. We're going into our eighth year, which is pretty crazy to think about. We definitely started off very small. It was myself just trying to think of a way to help other kids who didn't have great books at home and just trying to help encourage them to enjoy reading or to enjoy growing their own home library. So it started off with 30 children at the Salvation Army after school program on Darbo Drive and has grown pretty quickly ever since then. I think just really starting to see, you know, definitely there was a lot of excitement from kids and our early partners. And then likewise, I think also the response from our community, whether that was individuals and other organizations that wanted our nonprofit to grow and could really see the benefits of that. So it's definitely been an exciting ride. I think our impact, you know, has continue to grow. When I think about just some of the different materials and books and quality level of what we're doing right now from where we started, and we're very excited. Just this week we'll actually be giving out our 200,000th book.
Wow, that's amazing. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Affecting a lot of people and a lot of households at the same time, and kids. And I know that's been a big part of the mission. Rowan, tell us a little bit about the importance of continuing to do this in a safe way over the last year and how much more important it might have been to get books and reading material in homes for, mm-hmm. for people.
Yeah. I mean, you know, right around that last week or two before the hard lockdown, we definitely knew what we wanted to do. You know, we knew how many kids. Well, we didn't know how many kids, but we knew there were thousands of children in the greater Dane County area that we knew didn't have great materials at home. And at that point of the lockdown, we weren't really sure how long that was going to be for. Was it for 2 weeks or 3 or 4 weeks? We weren't sure. But we had about, at that point, about 10 to 12,000 books in our giving library. And really tried to push as quickly as possible to try and get all of those out to teachers and schools and food pantries, you know, thinking that maybe kids were going to be home for 4 weeks. And as we, you know, obviously realized people were going to be home a lot longer. Children didn't have any kind of materials. And if you think about kids who maybe had maybe 3 or 4 books of their own at home, how can you help those kids, you know, when you know, the Wi-Fi and internet is so spotty, you don't know which kids do or don't have those things. And it became really obvious to not just us, but I think a lot of people that sort of the haves and haves not, you know, like people who can just order books off of Amazon or maybe could or couldn't still get things from the library. That was a huge disparity between people who had books at home or could provide their children with additional learning materials. So we were able, very carefully with our staff, tried to figure out a way to get books out to lots of our partners in a safe way. And we ended up having purchasing a lot more books over the course of the year than we ever have before. We kind of changed the way we were operating and not just relying on donations, but really purchasing brand new books in bulk. So by the thousands and pallets of brand new books that we would process and then get out to partners. So we ended up having our biggest year in the midst of a pandemic, but the need was extremely high. That's an absolute.
I think that's what you find, you know, great organizations, they meet the need, and that's what you're trying to do. Now we have just a couple of minutes here to wrap up, Rowan. But I did, you know, you guys outgrew your original space. You moved in February. So, you know, I mean, that's a good sign, right? When you're getting big enough that you got to move, that's for a good reason.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we wanted to move, you know, last year. That was on our plan, but definitely suddenly dealing with that many more books, and also our space was small to begin with, and then add in social distancing and we couldn't have any volunteers really in the space. It just became, you know, an even worse situation for us, but our staff were amazing at what they were able to do. But we have a brand new office and book center right on the edge of Fitchburg and Madison, and we're absolutely thrilled at just, you know, pretty much like quadruple the amount of space. It's on a first floor, so it's easy to pull up and drop off if you've got book donations or for partners to be able to see us immediately. Accessibility and just being in a neighborhood where we have lots of our partners is just fabulous. So we're really excited, and our ribbon cutting's on the 26th, and sort of officially launch the book center on that day.
Hey, congrats. That's amazing. MadisonReadingProject.com is the website. We're talking with founder Rowan Childs. Rowan, one quick thing before we go. How can people help if they want to get involved with Madison Reading Project?
Thank you. Yeah, our website really has, you know, it's technology. It's the best portal. You're able to find out if you have books at home that you would like to donate, if you want to find out how to volunteer, if you want to make a financial donation. That's got all of the most current information there. And we're hoping in the next month or two to be able to have more volunteers either at the center or any of our public events. So that would be great.
MadisonReadingProject.com. Rowan Childs, thanks for all you do for our community. Take care and have a great weekend. Okay, Rowan?
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being on Let's Get Local this Saturday. We'll be back here in just a minute.